Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for Union Mutual Insurance of Oklahoma. Union Mutual has served the insurance needs of rural Oklahoma for over 80 years. And I'm excited to tell you about a premier product that we've introduced to serve your insurance needs even better. Our town and country policy is new and here to save you money and offer you true protection for your property. When it comes to protecting your property with a company that you can trust, give your local agent a call and tell them that you want Union Mutual's town and country policy. At Union Mutual, we care about your protection, not your politics.
Peeper Seed Farms has three excellent seed wheat varieties for wheat growers to select from in 2021. Bob Dole, SY Monument, and Green Hammer all have very good agronomics to help farmers obtain maximum forage and grain yields, along with good milling and baking qualities. Call today to reserve your seed wheat for this fall. Call Joe at 580-541-1949. That's 580-541-1949.
Well, the cattle futures finished here midweek slightly lower. We were 20 to 55 lower on the live cattle, with August down 55 at 158.77. The September's 22 lower at 162.82. The October's 55 lower at 165.30. Live cattle down 70 in the August, 122.95. The October down 55, 157. December's down 22 here at 133.17. Now, there was some pretty good developments in the cash market here today for the live cattle. It looks like anywhere from the bulk of it at 121, but there was some indicated 125 in the south. I think it was pretty low volume, but I did see that. Up in Nebraska, there was some 198 dressed. So it seems like here with the boxed beef moving higher, it was another $2.70 higher on choice at 308. Select was up 322 at 287. Packer margins at current prices are still over $650 a head. So a lot of action actually going on there for the cattle futures. Lean hogs were unchanged in August, but October up $1.97 to $85.85. December's up $1.37 here at $78.90. And a couple of reports next week on feed and cold storage.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. Express Ranches wants to invite you to the big event. The big event is the annual production sale of Express Ranches, the nation's largest seed stock operation. It'll be happening Friday and Saturday, August 20th and 21st at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Over 600 head will sell starting 1 o'clock Friday afternoon, August 20th, and then 11 a.m. on Saturday, August 21st. The big event sale continues. For details, go to expressranches.com.
The grain futures were mixed. Today, we had corn anywhere from 5 to 7 higher, which put December at 6 higher at 559 and a quarter. That corn market has been extremely quiet since the middle part of July and really been within about a 15-cent range from the low to the high since then. I can't remember a time where it was actually that quiet. Volatility's come down. So tomorrow's report, midday, with that lower volatility, it looks like people may be on the buy side of the options going into that. The soybean market in November was up 3.25 at 1340. You're going to see a big old 42 lower on the August, but that contract's expiring, so that 42 cents lower may not be all that relevant due to the fact that it's pretty light volume. The Chicago wheat is unchanged here today. Kansas City 3-4 lower, and the Minneapolis September down 2. December's down 1.75. Tomorrow morning, we've got a USDA report. It's 11 a.m. It's going to give us the latest round of crop production estimates for corn and beans. The corn yield, 177.6 bushels per acre. That's about 2 bushels lower than last month. Total production, just over 15 billion bushels. Soybean yield average is 50.4. Last month is 50.8. Total production, 4.37. There's a lot on this report. It's tomorrow morning at 11 a.m.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss that may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.